What's going on, everybody? You're listening to the Introverted Nerd Watches. I am Reese and I am back. Yes, I took a week off. I am sorry. But yeah, I'm back for Throwback Thursday and this Saved by the Bell, y'all. And for this episode, I watched season 5, episode 2, Student Teacher Week. Yeah, it's been a busy week, you guys. And I'm just going to tell you right up front, I ran out of space in my Libsyn account. So all of my podcasts are going to be a little bit late this week, too. Like I missed the Saved by the Bell episode last week, but you'll hear this episode late. Or I don't know if you hear it late. Maybe you'll hear it on Thursday, but you'll hear my other episode of The Gifted and Black Lightning. You'll hear those episodes late. I'm not sure right now whether this Saved by the Bell episode will be out on time, but I'm sorry. But, you know, Libsyn costs money. And I don't have a Patreon or anything like that. I pay for all of that, this shit myself. So I'm sorry. It's a few days. But if you want to help me out, you can subscribe to the podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere you get your podcast. So head over to all of those places. Search for The Introverted Nerd Watches. Click that subscribe button. Leave me a 5-star review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. And yeah, recommend me to all of your friends and family. Spread the word. That's what I deserve for all of my hard work watching Saved by the Bell. All of my hard work watching television. It's so tiring, you guys. I can't even tell you how exhausted I am from all of the television that I that I watch. So anyway, now that all of that is out of the way, let's get into Student Teacher Week, because it's some serious business and at Bayside this Student Teacher Week. Now, I remember Student Teacher Week from when I was a kid, but I can't remember it going past elementary school. And even then, it wasn't like really serious. It was like you followed a teacher around, like a few students followed teachers around throughout the day. To you were basically the teacher's, you know, special helper throughout the day. You know, they picked a couple of students, you got to be the teacher's special helper. You hand out papers, you write stuff on the board. It's all very, you know, you feel very important when you're in the fifth grade that you get to write something on the board, on the chalkboard. So yeah, that's how it was for me. I don't remember Student Teacher Week in middle school, and definitely not in high school. But yeah, this is the type of stuff they do in Bayside. And in Bayside, it's like a contest. Because Mr. Belding announces, there's a school assembly, and Mr. Belding announces the winners of the student teacher contest. So the students had to write these essays about, I don't know, why they want to be a teacher or why they respect teachers or something like that, whatever it is. And so, yeah, then somebody, Mr. Belding or whomever, picks the winners, and the students get to teach. They get to teach real classes for a week. Who decided this was a good idea? Because I cannot imagine going to school for a fucking week with one of my classmates teaching the class and having my grandparents, my mom, you know, my guardians at the time being okay with this. Like, it's just such a trash idea. It is so bad right from the very beginning. I have no idea who thought this was like the thing to do. And the winners are, Kelly wins, she gets to be the history teacher. Lisa and Screech win to be the gym teachers. Huh? Since when? You know, since when is Screech? Okay. We're going to let that go because the gym part is not even that important. They could have picked random students to be the gym teachers and things like that, because we barely see them. I don't think we even see them in gym class. We see Screech in his sweatpants, but we don't see anything else from the gym class or anything. So that wasn't even that important. So they could have picked like random, like extra students to be those, to be the gym teacher. And then the last thing that's announced is the Mr. Belding makes Zach get up and read the essay that he submitted. And the essay is basically like, you know, if I don't want to be a teacher, but if I did, I would want to be like the principal or something like that, he says, because principals don't have to do anything. They just, you know, relax all day. Basically, it's like Mr. Belding don't do nothing. And his is the easiest job here. So that's what I would want to do, is Zach's essay. So Mr. Belding makes him read that in front of the whole school. And then he tells Zach that he is going to replace him. He and Mr. Belding are going to switch places for the week. Zach is going to be the principal. What, Mr. Belding? What? And Mr. Belding takes this shit really far, because Mr. Belding starts acting like a child, not a teenager, like a child that's pulling pranks and running around the hallway. And it's like, what is this, the 1950s? It's like a 1950s, you know, his idea. Was he in school in the 1950s? Maybe he was in high school in the 1950s, because that's what he was acting like. It was so ridiculous. I'm like, Mr. Belding, come on. It just, everything about this is such a bad idea. I was so baffled by it. Like, I remember this episode growing up. Like, this is not one of my favorite episodes, but I obviously didn't remember enough about it, because I didn't remember a lot of this. I remembered that Kelly was the teacher for a while. I remember Kelly taught a class, but I think that's the only thing I remembered about this episode, because I'm watching this and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, why is this happening? So, and Mr. Belding proves Zach right. Like, before Zach reads his essay before the assembly, they're making announcements. Like, Jesse is making announcements because she's the student body president. And for some reason, Zach is on the stage too. I don't know what Zach is doing up there. Maybe he's part of the student council too, or they just need Zach to be on stage. So they just like, we don't need to explain it. It's Zach Morris. He needs to be up here. And Slater is on stage because Slater is the football captain. And he makes an announcement that all of the tackling dummies are missing, so all blondes can fill in. And, you know, it's like, you know, he and Zach are standing up there laughing. And Mr. Belding is just sitting there like they're not saying anything. I'm like, Mr. Belding, how are you sitting there while the fucking football captain is telling the girls to come be their tackling dummies? And Mr. Belding is a terrible principal. We all know this, but I'm always like, why? They don't have him speak up at all. He doesn't even do his hey, 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 you know, like, at least you could pretend to be a little bit like, you could pretend to have a little bit of structure. You don't have to let them do whatever the hell they want. But Mr. Belding always wants to be friends with these kids, so whatever. So the other thing I noticed is that the I don't know whether this is like a really a high school thing or what, but the football the all of the player, the football players are, first of all, they're walking around in their football jerseys all day long. Is that a thing? Like, I've already told you guys, I didn't go to a school where we had a ton of sports. So, I couldn't even tell you what our school colors were. I really don't remember what my school colors were. Maybe they were blue and gold, blue and yellow or something like that. Whatever. But so I didn't have student, and I don't even think we didn't have a football team. So, you know, that's a thing, but I don't remember the basketball players walking around in their jerseys all day. Unless they had a game or something, there was not, they didn't walk around, even then they didn't walk around in their jerseys. But the football players here, Slater and all of the rest of the football players that are featured, are wearing their jerseys all day long. And they're wearing them a few days in a row, I believe. Because we cover a few days in this episode. Maybe we cover the whole week. I don't know how long it is. But they're wearing their jerseys. And the jerseys have they don't have names on the back. They're completely are they blank up front? And they say Bayside on the back. Or maybe it's like reversed. Yeah. No. They have Bayside on the back, and the front of the jersey just has their number, I believe. And it's like, is that a real, because I noticed that and I was like, no, that's not how you do it. Like, don't you put the name of the team on the front and you put the person's name on the back? And I'm like, well, maybe that's just like a high school football thing. And I don't know anything about high school football, so I wouldn't know that. But it just seemed really bizarre to have like the front of the uniform just have a number with nothing else on it and to have Bayside on the back. So, yeah, whatever. That was just something that I've noticed for the first time. And I'm like, what the hell is that? But anyway. Let's keep moving on, because I could get stuck in this minutia all day long. Just the crazy things that go on here. So Kelly is taking this really seriously. She tells the gang that she wants to be a teacher. So this is really important to her. And I'm like, okay. On the one hand, I get it. She wants to do this. You know, this is like good training for her, I guess, or you know, it's a good starting point. But the way she takes this so seriously, like she's really trying to act like a teacher. She tells them to call her Miss Kapowski, and it's just so, it's like, come on, Kelly, take it down two or three notches. This is not that serious. I don't even know that they're being graded on this, you know, project that they're, this is not even a project. It was a goddamn contest. So I don't know why. I just don't understand why she's so serious about it. And and nobody else is taking it that seriously, because Slater, so they know, so it's important to Kelly. But then her friends, specifically Slater, is like such a dick. So Slater immediately wants to take advantage of the fact that Kelly is teaching the history class now, so he's not paying attention in class. You know, he's just being an asshole, making jokes in class and shit like that. And while this is all going on and Kelly can't get control of the room, Zach is in the principal's office. You know, he decided to wear a suit to school because that's what makes you a principal, just wearing a suit. And he's, you know, calling pretty girls to, well, quote unquote, pretty girls. I'm sorry. I do this all the time where I'm like, these girls are not very pretty. Like, they're not hot chicks. But somebody thought they were. So maybe it's just a 90s thing. I don't know. Like, Lisa, Kelly, they're pretty. Jesse is pretty. But the other people in this show, like, they're not attractive to me. Like, there are not very many attractive people I see on this show. And they're supposed to be, and they're just not. So I'm just going to say it's the late 80s, early 90s that did it, that like made these people not attractive. I'm sure a lot of them are more attractive today than they were back then. So I'm sorry for not thinking that you're pretty. I'm sorry, girls that went to The Office in that episode. So Zach is calling girls to his office and just like on the loudspeaker, just on the intercom, calling girls to the office. And did all the teachers get the week off? Because Kelly is teaching that class and there's no teacher in there. So she is just in the class by herself. There's no teacher there to like make sure she gets the respect that she deserves, to make sure these kids don't act up. It's just completely like the teachers are like, oh good, it's student teacher week. This is just the week off for the teachers. And it's like, what? How is that smart? But whatever. I already established that they're not doing smart things at Bayside. So after Zach, after he gets the girls out of the office, Zach, he calls Mr. Belding into the office and he tells Mr. Belding he's parked in his parking space. It's just basically Zach being an asshole, and taking advantage of the power that he has. And Mr. Belding is going along with it. Like, Mr. Belding at any point could say, you know what, Zach, like, this is cute, but you're still the student. You know, this is just an exercise that we're doing this week. You're not actually taking my job. So, yeah, I'm not moving out of my parking space, you know, whatever. But Mr. Belding goes along with this shit and Zach gives him detention and it's whatever. I got to keep moving because I'm like, why is everybody taking this? Why is everybody taking this so seriously? So, and I'm like Slater because I'm actually on Slater's side for a lot of this episode because Slater goes to Zach. Kelly gets mad and she decides to give a test or something like that. And she decides to give a test. And Slater is mad because they haven't been studying because they've thought that this student teacher week was bullshit. And so he goes to Zach and he tells Zach that Kelly is taking this shit too seriously and she's given a test. So Zach calls Kelly to the office. And my poor Kelly, like, she is so easily manipulated. So Zach convinces Kelly to cancel the test because he says that, you know, tests put too much pressure on the students. And his new rule is that there are no tests and there's no, you know, there's no tests or no homework and shit like that, that, you know, he just wants to take all the pressure off. And Kelly buys into that. And I'm like, Kelly, you have known Zach forever. You dated him. You know him. Why are you buying into this? And thankfully, me and Jesse are on the same page in this episode, too, because Kelly goes and talks to Jesse and she tells Jesse about, you know, what Zach said. And Jesse basically went, girl, are you a dumbass? Like, it's basically what she said. Like, you know who Zach is, right? You know that this is like bullshit, that Zach, you know, why are you believing anything Zach says? And Slater, you know, and what's her name? Kelly was actually going to argue with Jesse about that. And Jesse was like, all right, girl. And so Slater walks in and, Kelly tells him, you know, tells him and the rest of the football players, like, yo, I decided to cancel the test and, you know, everything is all right now. And, you know, Slater, being stupid Slater, lets it slip. He's like, oh, shit. Yeah. Thanks, Zach. Right in front of Kelly. He says this. And Kelly's like, oh, like what? And he's like, nothing. But the other football player, my dude Ox, who was in the first time we saw him, he was in the No Hope with Dope episode, and he plays the guy that's caught, they catch smoking in the bathroom. He's a new character now. Well, who was he that back then? He was like a he was a leather guy back then, like a biker guy back then. But now he is Ox the football player, and that's who he will be until the end of this show. So Ox just straight up says, "Oh, you know, he's a dummy." And he just says, "Oh, you know, Zach made you cancel the test, ha ha ha." And you know, Slater gets mad, but it's like, Slater, you're the one that let it slip. You can't blame your stupid friend right here for telling Kelly the full plan when you are the one that started all this. So we got to talk about Ox for a second, though. I have to make a stop to talk about Ox, because oof, Ox has to be 50 years old. Like, the actor that plays Ox has to be 50. Because I don't know why I never noticed this when I was a kid, but Slater looks so young next to Ox. You know, obviously he's still a teenager at this point. You know, he's probably like 17 or 18 at this point in the show, but he could be Ox's son. And I've never noticed that before. I never noticed how old Ox looks. He's so damn old. He has an older man body too. Not since the episode where Slater had to decide between wrestling between whether he wanted to wrestle or be take the home ec class because he was a good cook. Have we seen him at like a middle-aged man body, you know, on somebody who was playing a teenager? Oh my God, just Ox is so old. He looks like the father of one of my friends growing up. I'm not going to say her name, but she doesn't listen to this, but I'm not going to say her name, but her dad's name was, Mr. Steve. And Mr. Steve looked a lot like Ox, and Mr. Steve was on the steroids. So yeah, he was one of those bodybuilder type guys, and he was definitely on the steroids. So he looked kind of muscular, but he also looked kind of like, he also kind of had a gut. So that's how Ox is looking in this episode. And the Ox definitely has the CTE. Ox and the black football player who doesn't get a name, I don't think. Those two guys definitely got CTE. Kelly gets mad after all this, and she's like, fuck all this, the test is on. And Slater's like, but, you know, we still didn't study. And she's like, so what? Then you fail. And so the next day, all of the football players skip class. And just not just the football players, but everybody except Jesse and the nerds. And there's like two or three nerds in class. They're the only ones that show up in class the next day. And Kelly is like upset. She doesn't know what to do. And, the nerds, I believe the nerds end up leaving too. When they see that there's nobody else there, and you know, Kelly is like talking to them. She's like, I'm so happy that you guys showed up. It proves you're here for your education. And then even the nerds are like, sorry, girl. We're not staying here for this. Everybody else was gone. We're not that into school. And then Jesse, even her girl leaves. Oh, Jesse's such a bad friend. So Jesse leaves too, because Jesse is like, no, I'm not going to be the only one to take the test, because if I'm the only one that takes the test, then there is no curve, and I have to, you know, I have to accept my grade. So, deuces. And she leaves too. And it's like, oh, poor Kelly. Well, not really poor Kelly, because it's like, you're stupid. You shouldn't have believed Zach. Like, you're not a teacher yet. You're you got college. Maybe you should think this over. Maybe this week showed you that you're not teacher material. So Mr. Belding comes in being wacky Mr. Belding in his 50s comedy. And he talks to Kelly, and he tells her that she has to fight for whatever he tells her. He gives her a motivational speech. And so she goes to she and Slater go to Zach at the same time. They both, you know, want Zach to take their side. And, you know, Kelly is telling Zach. Kelly really, like, guilt Zach. She tells him, that, you know, she believed in him. And it's like, why? It's like, you know, Zach, why did you believe in him? Why did you have any faith in him at all? And so she's just telling him how important this was to her and how Slater has taken advantage of the friendship and blah, blah, blah. And Zach at first takes Slater's side and tells he reprimands Kelly. But, you know, eventually she makes him feel so bad that he goes to Mr. Belding. And, you know, he talks to Mr. Belding. He wants Mr. Belding to, you know, take his job back. He says he wants to quit. He doesn't want to choose between his friends. And Mr. Belding tells him no, that he, you know, he has to make a choice. He has to do what's best for, you know, he has to actually be mature at this point. He has to make a decision and do what's best for the students and not just be, you know, somebody's best friend. And it's like, yeah, that sounds all good coming from you, Mr. Belding, but like, come on, you have been trying to be best friends with these kids since Zach came to Bayside. So yeah, like telling somebody to be mature just doesn't really, it sounds kind of false coming from Mr. Belding, but whatevs. So Zach goes to the pep rally after his little talk with Mr. Belding. And when he's introduced, like, Kelly is there. Kelly is at the pep rally in her in her cheerleading uniform. So she goes from being the teacher to being a cheerleader. She's still a cheerleader. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Like, where are the teachers at this point? There are no adults there. It's just a pep rally of all the kids. Don't adults usually show up to that stuff? Whatever. I have no, see, this is where I sort of, I regret not being a joiner in school. I regret being, an introvert that, you know, didn't do anything, except go to school and try to get the fuck out of there at the end of the day as fast as I could. Because if I actually did like pep rally things, I don't even know if my school had pep rallies, but if they did, yeah, I would have like more sense of like what's going on, because now it's just like, do parents show up? Is it just the students? Do teachers show up? Don't you need chaperones? Like, I have no idea what's going on. But this is Saved by the Bell, so I'm going to assume that they're doing the wrong thing. I'm going to assume that anything that happens on this show is not real shit. It's just, you know, fake shit that they made up. So Zach gets on, you know, goes to the microphone and he announces that he is suspending all of the football players for skipping and they can't play in the football game for skipping their history test, you know, and everybody gets mad. They Slater and the rest of the football team gather up, you know, the entire school, and they go back and they break down the door to Mr. Belding's office. And, you know, they're protesting Zach. They want Zach to get the hell out of there. And Slater blames Zach. You know, he tells him, like, yo, if we lose this game, it'll be your fault. And Zach actually steps up and he turns it back on Slater. And he says, no, if we lose the football game, it'll be your fault because you took advantage of Kelly, of your friendship with Kelly, and you didn't study. And, you know, this is all your fault. And Slater has his mind changed immediately. You know, the rest of the school they sort of ignore that and they want to, you know, go after Zach again, but Slater stops them and he tells them that he was the one at fault and, you know, he's so sorry to Kelly and all that. And Zach actually comes up with the idea and he asks Kelly, like, yo, if they take the test, then can they, if they take the test and pass, can they still, would you mind if they played in the game? And she says no when she gives them the test. But I'm like, I don't know. This is the day. They're all in their football uniforms. This is the day of the test. I don't know why they waited until the game started. Like, if they would have taken this test like an hour before the game started, they could have been there to play in the beginning of the, or, you know, at some time, at some point in like the, you know, the beginning part of the game. But they're taking the test and Screech is running in and out of the room giving them updates, and they don't get to play until like the second half of the game. So I'm like, this is so stupid. You know, I don't know why. I don't know why I was so mad. I'm like, this is stupid. Why didn't they play? Why didn't they take the test earlier? Because the way they're protesting Zach, you don't feel like the game is about to start anytime soon. You feel like they have a lot of time. So I don't know. Like, what were they doing? What were they doing between the protest and the start of the game that they couldn't have taken the test, you know, during that time? But whatever. I asked too many questions. That's my problem. I asked too many questions of this show, and I know I will never get answers. So they, you know, all the football players, even Ox, passed the test. And I don't know. The episode ends on just weird, you know, football game footage. I don't know what team it was. It looked like a college game, though, because I cannot imagine that any high school football game had this many people in the stadium. It was like, it looked like just some random footage from like, I don't know, what's a team that wears red? It didn't even look like the Bayside uniforms either. It looked like just, you know, maybe it was just some random California team, some California college team that I'm, you know, I told you, I don't know. I don't know anything about college football. So, but it did look like, you know, some old footage from a college football game. And they showed that footage to show you that Bayside won, as if we cared. And that's how the episode ends. Zach says, Bayside won. Yay. And it's like, who cares? We're never going to talk about this ever again. And of course they were playing Valley again, because that's the only school they ever play in anything. You have a basketball game, you play Valley. You're doing the cheerleading competition, Valley again. The chess tournament that they have, you got to beat Valley. So that's the only school that they could think of for anything. Like, I get school rivalries, but that's not the only team you ever play when you have like a rivalry with some school, right? You play other schools. You don't exclusively play your school rival, do you? They do at Bayside, so but they won. So they're 1-0, or I don't know. You know, I'm guessing they play Valley all year long. So so who knows? Anyway, they won the game. Everybody's happy. Kelly's can still be a teacher one day. She's not going to be a teacher either, because I don't remember the college years that well, but I don't remember her talking about being a teacher. So this is just a one-off. Kelly is not going to be a teacher. She's going to be Mrs. Zach Morris. I believe she's going to be a stay-at-home mom. yeah, so that's what Kelly can expect in the future. Zach is going to be a Trump voting on Wall Street, like a Trump voting. Like, what's a Wall Street job? I can't think of any Wall Street job right now, but that's what he's going to do. He's not going to wear the MAGA hat, though. I can't picture Zach in a MAGA hat, because I think he feels like his hair looks too good for that. But he is definitely a low-key Trump voter, and maybe not even so low-key. And Kelly is definitely going to be a stay-at-home mom. That's what she's going to do. I don't know. I can see it. Anyway, so that is the end of the episode, you guys. I already told you that the episodes are going to be late. Oh, you can check out my other podcast. I have a new podcast where I'm doing a massive read through of the game, the A Song of Ice and Fire series. It's called The Introverted Nerd Reads. I'm doing chapter by chapter through Game of Thrones right now. And it's still early on, so you can catch up. And you can read along with me. So go subscribe to that podcast. You can follow me on the socials. You can follow the podcast at Nurturevert Pod. You can follow me personally on Twitter at The Introverted Nerd. On Instagram. Oh, no. My personal Twitter is at The Ms. Introvert. And on Instagram, I'm at The Introverted Nerd. And like the Facebook page at facebook.com/TheIntrovertedNerd. And if you want to email me feedback about this show or any other things, send it to TheIntrovertedNerd@gmail.com. And what else? That's it. I'll be back with a new episode next week. I'm going to manage all of my storage space better next month so that none of my episodes are late and I don't have to take any days off or any or anything like that. You'll get more consistency out of me. I promise. Yeah, I promise. That's a promise that I think I can keep. I can be more consistent. That's an easy thing. yeah, because I'm like literally sitting here thinking about it like, can I be more consistent? But yes, I promise I will be more consistent. So until the next episode, everybody, later taters.